Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
I'm really not in the mood to do the cat and mouse thing. So if you want to die, just show yourself and let's get this whole thing over with or whatever. I don't have all night.
Really?
What?
Stalking me home isn't normally your shtick.
Maybe you've just never noticed.
Creepy.
Vampire. Comes with the territory.
Yes, you're right.
Sorry, did I hear that right? Because I believe I gave you a perfect opening for our particularly deranged brand of banter. And instead, you just... I believe you said I was right.
I am not in the mood, Luther. I've got a lot on my plate.
Twin brother getting possessed by a demon not on your bingo card this year? Was that, did I get Bex Rainier to laugh?
No.
Right.
Must have been the wind.
Right. Ah, the wind. Mm-hmm. I'll have to remember that sound. It was nice. I love the wind.
All you ghouls, geeks, and scream queens, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Screams. I'm your host, Jocelyn Mathers, and tonight I am joined by two very special guests, Dario Campbell and Steven Mendoza. Let's show them some love. Steven and Dario actually co-wrote the episode we just saw. How long have you two been working together?
Well, Daria has actually been with Bloodlines for a while now. You started as the writer's assistant on, what, season 2?
Yeah.
And this is actually her first co-writing credit for Bloodlines.
Oh my god! Well, congratulations!
Thank you.
Were you nervous about your big debut?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, maybe a lot bit, but I've been working with the show for so long, I just had to trust that I knew more than I thought I did.
She did a fantastic job. A real natural in the room.
Almost like I've been taking notes for 3.5 years.
And Steven, you're an old pro. You've...
been on since the beginning. Yep.
Well, it's a cute little narrative, isn't it? Do you feel like a proud parent? Your baby writer's all grown up.
They grow up so fast.
And you love it, right, Daria?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it beats getting coffee.
Oh, but you were so good at it, though.
Still am, I think.
Oh, I bet. You look like a girl who never forgets a nut milk. Well, thanks for coming out, you two.
Of course.
I'm just happy to have an excuse to get out of my apartment at least once a month.
Ah, oh, the life of a writer. Is it not as glamorous as it's cracked up to be?
I don't know if anyone has ever called a writer's life glamorous.
Maybe if they were living in Paris or something.
Ooh, Paris. Now that would be nice. Little espressos in the morning and large glasses of red wine at night.
Doesn't sound too bad to me.
You're not doing those things here?
I make it work, but it's not the same when your view is the 101 freeway.
Ah, the sin of Los Angeles, isn't it?
You may be onto something there. Now, this episode was one of the more lighthearted, funny episodes I've seen in a while. I have to say, it's nice to see characters laugh.
Right? They deserve to have a little fun.
Yeah, it's nice to take a step back from the drama. The show gets so serious, and sometimes we need to let a little air out and have a laugh.
And you guys seem like the perfect pair to do that.
Oh, Daria's got an ear for comedy.
Don't let him fool you, though. That bit with Luther and the King Burger drive-thru? All Steven.
Really a team effort. But I do love some fast food humor.
Who doesn't? Well, speaking of fun things, I think we should have a little fun ourselves. What do you guys think? Up for a challenge?
Will there be food involved?
Honestly, I don't think any of us will be able to look at a chicken nugget the same ever again.
That was definitely our intention.
I promise this is an entirely foodless challenge.
Okay, then yeah, I think we're game.
And how about y'all? Now that's what I'm talking about! Okay, so to make things a little more interesting, why don't we bring out some friendly competition?
Oh, all right, bring it on.
Come on out, you guys. You guys ready for a battle?
Oh, you know I'll never turn down an invitation to a competition.
Well, now I know who to call when my boyfriend drops out of our weekly game night.
You've got my number.
Oh, I do.
Anyway,
so we all know that Bex and Callum and Luther rely mostly on their strength to defeat their enemies.
Don't forget we use our devilish good looks and charm, too.
That y'all most certainly do. But let's see what they can all do with their brains.
Freddy doesn't really use his that often.
Hey, now.
It's okay. I've got other things going for me.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, sis.
All right. Let's get you guys situated in front of your podiums. You know the drill, folks. First person to buzz and get it right gets a point. There are no penalties for wrong answers, so guess away. Whoever ends up with the most points wins. Easy enough, right? Y'all good? Okay, it's time to play Trivia Showdown!
Oh, I don't mean to get ahead of myself, but you guys are going down.
Yeah, right.
You merely play a part. You forget Daria lives, sleeps, and breathes bloodline facts.
It's true.
I can feel the tension rising already. Better get started with question number one. What instrument did Georgiana play in high school?
Violin.
Hey, come on. She didn't even get to finish the question.
I'm sorry, Freddy. You did ring first, and that is correct. Georgiana did play the violin in Baker High Orchestra. I want to say she was first chair.
Second. Higher stakes.
Do we get a point for that?
No way!
I'm sorry, no. It wasn't technically a question.
Yeah, question number two.
All right. Question number two. What spell did Laviana cast to ward off the horde of Night Stalkers early on in Season 2?
Ventuna Abio?
That is correct!
Yes! That's my girl!
Bit of a thinker, that one.
We write a lot of spells.
A lot of Latin.
Moving on to question number 3. We are tied at 1 point each. First team to get to 5 wins. Are you ready?
Go, go, go.
What kind of car did Luther trade his pickup truck for?
A trick question. He traded it for a motorcycle.
Didn't mean to mislead you there, but looks like you got there anyway. That is right. Lucy and Freddie take the lead. Question number 4. What television show was Nancy obsessed with in season 1 and she said, quote...
Oh, the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Very good.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you very much.
What meal did Callum and Bex share after their graduation?
Double-decker cheeseburgers and cheesy fries.
With vanilla shakes?
Yes!
Hey, come on, that's not fair. She was in that scene.
Gotta be fast with that buzzer.
I'm trying. Hand-eye coordination is not a requirement in the writer's room.
What number jersey did Christopher wear his senior year?
43! No, 45!
I'm sorry, but...
46?
Not quite.
49!
There we go!
Yes!
We gotta get another point on the board. This is embarrassing.
Jocelyn, help us out here.
All right. This one is for you guys. Are you ready?
Go for it.
What protective spell did Mr. Adams place around the classroom the day of the Grim Scourge infiltration?
Harmonia Locus.
That is correct.
All right.
Well, it looks like that's our time. The final score is 5-2. Lucy and Freddie, you are our winners.
Heck yeah.
All right.
We'll get you next time.
Good game.
I'm sorry, Steven and Daria, but well played. You put up a tough fight.
Yeah.
We love sportsmanship.
Woo.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, Lucy and Freddie, for coming out. There's no prize for winning, but bragging rights are pretty good, yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
And thank you all for joining us here and at home. And that's about all the time we have tonight. Tune in next week for a new episode of Bloodlines, and then we'll be right back here on Behind the Screams to unpack it all. I'm Jocelyn Mathers, and hey, thanks for watching. Good night, everybody.
This episode of Behind the Screams was written by Cassidy Jones and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Casserline Villar as Bex and Lucy, Dallas Seeker as Luther, Madison Garris as Jocelyn, Gabrielle Urbina as Steven, Cassidy Jones as Daria, and Torian Brackett as Freddie. Sound design is by Newton Shadlcotti. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at That Vamp Show and join us on our website at tandemproductions.com.